The report by the Natural Resources Defense Council says the number of closing or health advisory days last year was higher than ever in the group's 15 years of record-keeping. Throughout the region, there were about 3,000 closing or health advisory days in 2004. They say that's due in part to states monitoring more beaches more often, but also due to increased sewage and stormwater runoff. Mike Schreiberg heads the Michigan environmental group, PRGIM.
Under the Clean Water Act, we should not be discharging raw or partially treated sewage, or in fact any polluted water, into the U.S. What's happening right now is we're having a third world solution to our sewage problems by allowing much raw or partially treated sewage to flow freely into our waters.
The NRDC is calling for tougher enforcement of state and federal clean water standards and full federal funding of proposals to modernize sewage systems along the Great Lakes and other waterways. For the GLRC, I'm Michael Leland.